USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Biden administration will keep a policy in place to turn away illegal migrants at the border due to the COVID pandemic. The extension of the Trump-era policy, known as Title 42, was announced by the Centers for Disease Control Monday, saying in a statement that the introduction of non-citizens, regardless of their country of origin, migrating through Canada and Mexico into the U.S. creates a serious danger of the introduction of COVID-19 into the United States. And Russia says that the U.S. has asked 24 Russian diplomats to leave the country by September. The Russian ambassador to the U.S., Anatoly Anatov, told National Interest magazine that the diplomats were asked to leave when their visas expire in early September, accusing the Biden administration of retaliating after Russia temporarily expelled American diplomats from Moscow in April. The State Department has denied that, with spokesperson Ned Price saying that it was normal to require Russians to reapply to extend their visas. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
With the rise of COVID infections due to the Delta variant, many businesses are rethinking their plans to return their workforces to the office. Last week, Google and Facebook became the first large Silicon Valley firms to require their employees to get vaccinated before coming back to the office. The Walt Disney Corporation has also said that all employees in the U.S. who are working on-site will have to get their shots. Dr. Celine Gounders says that vaccination remains the easiest way to control the pandemic in the workplace. The NYU epidemiologist tells CNBC that with enough vaccination, we could turn COVID into a much milder illness, like the flu.
This really comes down to whether your workforce is vaccinated. Vaccination is the way out of this pandemic. Some people have compared COVID to the flu. That is not a correct comparison, but we could turn COVID into something much more mild, like the flu, through vaccination. So if you're able to get your workforce vaccinated, I think it's a completely different calculation than if you're not.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The White House is looking for alternative ways to keep a moratorium on evictions in place after saying that it did not have the authority to reinstate the one that expired over the weekend. Tim Berg has more.
The White House is asking state and local leaders to use COVID relief funds to create their own eviction moratoriums. The White House passing the buck, saying too many states and cities have been slow to act. This comes after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called on President Biden to extend the ban, which expired yesterday. But the White House has insisted only Congress has the power to do that. Alan Hammer owns two rentals, and he tells Fox News this moratorium has been a struggle for landlords as well.
I think that clearly the lower income, the landlords whose tenancies are lower income people are hit pretty hard. Our buildings are in better communities, nicer communities. Our tenants worked through the pandemic, and therefore they paid their rent. I think the small landlords, the mom and pops, and the landlords that are servicing the lowest income tenancy are the ones hit the hardest by this, and it's been a struggle for many of them.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the U.S. Forest Service has closed several beaches and areas along Lake Tahoe after the plague was found in some chipmunks along the south shore of the lake. While cases of the plague are rare in humans, California recorded a case last summer, its first in 5 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.